USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is recommending all domestic travelers get tested for COVID. The agency is saying everyone should get tested no sooner than 3 days before their departure. The CDC previously said only people who weren't up to date with their COVID vaccinations should get tested before traveling. On Tuesday, President Biden hosted a White House event for Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. The president takes time there to give a quick preview of his trip to Asia on Thursday.
I'll be traveling to the Republic of Korea and Japan to affirm the importance of our Indo-Pacific alliances, folks, and to celebrate the indispensable partnerships that are strengthening by the deep family ties and heritage and the values reflected in the AANHPI.
USA Radio News.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
New data shows the nation's roads are more deadly than they have been in over a decade. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimating nearly 43,000 people died in crashes last year. That's an increase of more than 4,000 from 2020. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg saying the traffic deaths are a crisis on America's roadways that we must address together. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, at a press conference is asked if he thinks Democrats support giving amnesty to illegal immigrants as a way to advance themselves politically.
What I'm disturbed about with regard to the southern border is the relative openness of it. This administration's taken a number of steps in the direction of just throwing our border wide open once again, and that ought to be addressed.
This as Title 42 is set to expire on May 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is lobbying to give $28 million to the FDA in the wake of the baby formula shortage amid supply chain issues and the FDA's formula recall following the death of two infants. Speaker Pelosi holding a press conference to talk about the bill and the shortage.
There is also some attitude in the country that there is plenty of supply. It's just not all in the right places. But there must be a computer program that tells us where that is. If that is so, then let's get that moving right this minute into the mouths of babies.
The bill would address baby formula supply chains, laboratory and development methods, unsafe infant formula, fraud, and provide other workforce resources. Alaska Airlines is confirming a passenger recently died during a flight. The company announcing the unidentified passenger died Monday while on a flight from Seattle to Nashville. The passenger was removed once the plane landed at Nashville International Airport. The cause of death has not been revealed. The Westminster Dog Show is back on. The 2022 event is being held from June 18th to June 22nd at the Lyndhurst Estate in New York. The event was originally set to be held in January, but was postponed because of the Omicron surge. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.